Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled account with them. The one that received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." And the one that received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." And the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant, and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant, and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel.
Praise to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Almost the same message like we heard last Sunday about foolish and wise virgins. The wise one brought enough oil, and they welcomed to the banquet, wedding feast, and the foolish ones, they just had enough, did not have enough resources, and the door for them were locked. Today, we hear a beautiful parable about master and man and his servants and talents. Obviously, the man who is the head of this parable is Jesus, and servants are you and I. God shares his talents and gifts equally. In the Gospel, even we heard this word, according to our abilities, we equally talented. In the common language, we think about being talented in sport, being talented in art, music, like education, different language, like medicine, deacon, angel, and others, teachers, different professions. But this is common language. In the language of the scripture, Jesus requires something more from us. And he is condemning the servant who got enough talent. It's only once, but he buried it. He put it in the safe, did nothing with it. So when the master came back, "What you've done with your life?" That was the question. "What did you've done with your life?" You say nothing? Well, there is no reward for that. Well, you and I, we all are talented with the virtue of faith. We are talented in a spiritual way, starting with sacrament of baptism, and we carry on this responsibility. Because in our world, we have to share our talents. We have to affect others with our talents. I don't know if you ever heard about St. John Vianney, probably to some of you, wonderful saint from a very poor, simple priest from France. He is a patron of parish priests like myself. His life shows that on the beginning of his journey, the priesthood was very untalented. But what God does, he's turning around. And he allowed the Lord to use his talents. He could have finished seminary, and everything, liturgy, sacraments, has been done in Latin language. He couldn't make it, so the rector of the seminary sent him to a pastor of the parish, and this pastor, like me, also had a situation in life, was well connected with the bishop. And he convinced the bishop, said, "Bishop, why don't you go ahead and ordain him? Because he's a very prayerful man. Maybe not the wisest one in terms of knowledge, but very prayerful man." So he was ordained, and the bishop sent him to a little village in the mountains of Ars. Nothing was there. Ground zero. Imagine, now he was depressed. People, because that was after the French Revolution, so everything which was associated with the Catholic Church had been paid. Nobody go to the church, nobody. And probably they would hate the fact people around them, they had a priest around them. What he did, he opened his little church and he went to the confessional. And he has been sitting in the confessional, days, nights. So people wonder what he's doing up there. Somebody came, one person, then more and more and more and more. And his name gets spread. So he became so famous that he even got to Paris. One of the professors of the Department of Philosophy, he was like, "Well, I'm atheist, I don't believe in God, and I'm going to make a trip, and I'm going to confront this priest, and I'm going to prove that he is poor in knowledge, I'm going to bring him down." He went. After a few days, he got back to Paris, and obviously his friends were asking him about his impression about this simple priest. And he said, "Well, now I know that God exists. I found God in this priest, in his love that he offered me through sacrament of reconciliation." So St. John Vianney simply used his gifts, used his talents, he didn't bury it. But because he was so prayerful man, his biographer says he has been attacked by Satan physically. Do you know why? Because Satan hates when people pray. Satan hates when people live close to the Lord. He hates it. Probably some of you will experience, the more you pray, more you will be more tempted. But that's okay, because it's working. That's a sign. So what happened was, each time he has been challenged, even physically beaten, only once he left us, once, he couldn't take it. But he came back. People called him there. So once, each time he was attacked by the Satan, he knew that somebody is coming to confession. And he'll be saying, "Satan thinks that he's a very intelligent creature. Doesn't look like it. He let me know that somebody is coming to be converted." The story goes like once the Satan burned him physically, burned his bed. And he decided, "Okay, my bed is burned, I'll be sitting on the floor." It was like that. So today, you and I are encouraged to look how we are using our talents. Jesus is going to come, we don't know when, but he's going to come and he's going to ask, "What did you do with the talents, with your life?" Obviously, everything is included in the virtue of love. When we say that we are gifted from God, we hear about God's mercy, we are to be merciful. How do we share mercy with others? How often we encourage others with hope? How often we forgive, it was difficult to forgive. And everything is in the virtue of love. St. Gregory the Great, 7th century Pope, who restored and restored, he started build up sacred music in the Catholic Church, he used to say, "God gives us virtue of love, embraces us, we are going to cherish and carry on throughout our lives." Speaking about it, I would like to share with you a little humorous story from my own experience. Each country is quite different, continent, America is different too, different from Europe. not much, but it is. So that when I came to this America like 19 years ago, and what the impression I got is people use very often the word thank you, all the time, thank you, thank you, thank you, which is very nice, beautiful. And also the word love. We don't hear in Europe such things. That's beautiful too. We don't even pay attention how often we say, love, I love, I love, I love you, I love you, I love you. Okay. Before my ordination, I was looking for the diocese to finish my education here. And I found later I was in Augustine Diocese. But before that, for a while I was in Michigan, they sent us a few seminarians, they sent us to help one of the parishes. There was a parish picnic, so we had to set up the tables and other stuff. We were working like 2-3 hours. So after we finished the preparation, one nice looking young woman, she comes to me, she called me John, and she says, John, thank you for helping us out. And remember, I love you. And I was like, wow, that was quick. 2 hours. No effort taken. See, I put it literally, I'm literally, it was like, well, I would say just thank you, and you know, have a nice whatever afternoon. But that was the expression of love. And everything should be included in love. Father Amrit, well known, he died this year. He was a very famous exorcist. He was appointed by St. John Paul II. For decades, he worked in Vatican. And he died, I think, I read his book, 70,000 Exorcists. 70,000. So once being interviewed, the journalist asked him a question. Father, tell us, how is going to look the judgment of God on us? What God's going to ask us? And he gave a very simple question. God is going to judge us how much we love. How much we love is the basic question. So, the talents of which Jesus speaks in the Gospel should be a part of the virtue of love. And then, we would like to hear the words, well done, good servant. So today, you and I, on the end of this liturgical year, next Sunday we are going to hear the next parable. But today, we take the words. And always it's good time to time. When you go to the sacrament of reconciliation, we make examination of conscience. But we should do it often. Often at home. Just really, as a last of these verses, taking, looking at our lives, what I have to change. Because we're busy. Sometimes we're so busy. Now everything is more important than our spirituality. We are spiritual creatures. And it's a very important part of us, of our destination. So for you and I, may God bless us with his presence and always allow ourselves to be led by all the virtues he shares with us, so that the talents we are gifted with will be used for the benefits of ours and most of all for God.